1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of six aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike have now been flown out of Gaza. A seventh victim identified as Palestinian. The White House says it is outraged by the strike. A general with the IDF says soldiers misidentified the convoy as carrying a Hamas militant and called in drone strikes. Strong storms across the nation's midsection overnight. Snow in Wisconsin, rain, even tornadoes further south. Nine people were injured and dozens trapped, hundreds injured after an earthquake in Taiwan. This is ABC's Joyce Wong in Taipei.
Authorities here said that the epicenter occurred off of Taiwan's eastern coast. They also said that this is the strongest quake in 25 years since the previous one in 1999. That was measured at a magnitude of 7.6 and killed more than 2,000 people.
Could be your night. $1 billion up for grabs in the Powerball jackpot. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving a pair of constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can be involved in the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary steps to safeguard election integrity in Wisconsin, but opponents say they could leave local election operations underfunded and understaffed. The amendments will become part of the Constitution when yesterday's vote is ratified in a few weeks. Donald Trump is endorsing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, who was at the former president's rally in Green Bay yesterday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He'll campaign in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn a ruling that banned absentee ballot drop boxes outside of election clerks' offices. Drop boxes were used for years in Wisconsin, but became more popular during the coronavirus pandemic in 2020. More than a dozen new drop boxes were set up in Madison. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider overturning its prior ruling that put new restrictions on drop boxes. Incumbents are holding onto their seats on the Dane County Board. They include Board Chair Patrick Miles, who beat challenger Ed Ray. He was supported by current and former officials unhappy with Miles' leadership. Conservative Jeff Weingut defended off concerted opposition from the local Democratic Party. Meanwhile, nearly one-third of the board will be new members after several incumbents decided not to run for re-election. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
A win on opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their home game season with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. There was a home run by Christian Yelich, some good pitching, and new third baseman Oliver Dunn with a Sports Center top 10 catch that had him looking like Superman on Bally Sports.
Liner caught by Dunn! Put a cape on him!
Couple of steps, a dive, and able to keep it in the gloves. Big defense.
Oliver Dunn after the game.
We were playing down the line, and I knew that more than likely the ball was going to be at me or that way. So I think I was anticipating a little bit being that way because we were guarding the double. But it was one of those ones you just hope to react the right way when the play happens.
NBA, the Bucks lose another road game, this time to the Wizards. 117-113.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be windy with scattered rain and snow today. We're talking another inch or two of accumulation, but the wind out of the north gusting to 35 will create some issues. 37 will be the high. Tonight, scattered rain and snow, 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow will end with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
It's Biden versus Trump. Yes, we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that.
Right? And good. You know, it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, yeah, has a heart and really cares about people, and one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies.
Yeah, okay. Okay, interesting.
As Jody Hamilton has labeled it, Secretary Clinton should be former President Hillary Clinton, but I digress. On the Tonight Show. Okay.
I love her so much.
Have I ever... Never mind. Mention that I will die mad about...
No, I've never... Wait, what?
You have. I've heard it.
I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because... it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have. And people who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should have been President Clinton. You can get an I Will Die Mad About 2016 and a Hillary Was Right About Everything t-shirt at stephaniemiller.com. Speaking of women I love, Jody Hamilton has restored Fart Machine 2 to its former glory. She replaced the 9-volt battery, and she just makes everything better, because I had to have this ready in time for Carney Wilson's appearance next Wednesday on the Stephanie Miller Show, when we will be having a fart off. Because as we recall from Happy Hour, she records all her farts and she names them. And if you're going to beat Toboggan, you got to bring it. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Jody just handed it to me silently and hit the button, and I just lifted my leg. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
this is your job.
And I was said, you're an adult and this is your job.
Yep.
Let's hold hands and re-examine our life choices.
So it was silent but deadly.
No, it makes noise.
Yeah, it was a nice little tune. Thankfully.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a nice little, it was girly. It was a little, slipped out. Okay.
I kind of like that
tweet, poor woman.
That tweet yesterday that we saw.
Oh, yes.
That poor woman.
The woman was standing in the kitchen and her husband walked in and she only had a top on. She was naked from the waist down, and she lifted her leg to fart, but pushed a little too hard and a little pee came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like The Exorcist.
And
she's done a little impression of The Exorcist.
And she never broke eye contact with her partner while doing it.
Well,
atta girl.
How's their sex life going now?
Much better.
And my friend responded to that and said, that was actually kind of a boss move, never breaking eye contact.
Yeah.
like staring down a wild animal.
Right. Yeah.
I've marked my territory.
All right. Speaking of awesome Democratic women, Katie Porter, can I just say, here's the difference on our side. Mm-hmm. We admit when we made a mistake. Mm-hmm. She recently said, I shouldn't have used the word rigged. about mm-hmm. the Senate primary out here. She was making actually a good and valid point about money in politics.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, which certainly didn't start with Adam Schiff or, you know, anybody else individually. So, but she said recently, she said, obviously, I wish I had chosen a different word. Our California election officials do a terrific job. Yeah. So it's just that's such a loaded term in the age of Trump. But so, you know, here she is full-throatedly out there for Representative Schiff.
Yep. To be totally clear, are you fully endorsing Adam Schiff for Senate?
I think he's the right choice for Californians. I called Adam, I think it was Thursday after the election, and we had a pleasant exchange. He's my colleague. He continues to be my colleague in the House of Representatives, as does Barbara Lee.
Yep. Sorry, one more.
Steve Garvey will have a race going all the way through November. I hope very much that Adam will come and campaign here in Orange County. So while I'm not on the ballot in November, I'm very, very involved already in trying to help other candidates win, including House candidates across California. So I'm sure I'll get a chance to see Adam on the campaign trail and continue to work with him.
So that's yes, you're endorsing Adam Schiff.
Yes, of course. I strongly support him. I think he's the right choice for Californians.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. What a loss, though. You know, mm-hmm. she is a terrific congresswoman. And that was what I was saying, you know, during the campaign out here, is we have such a wealth of talent in California, and it's just a shame that we were going to lose two from Congress, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, it's just they all would make terrific senators. They're all terrific congresspeople. And anyway, so I hope she's not done. I mean, I hope, you know, sure. I don't know what's in her future, but, man, she's fantastic.
Can she run the next... Two years from now?
I'm not sure why she's not.
The law is, I believe, if you run for Senate, you can't rerun for your House seat. Yeah. That's a California thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with that law.
I disagree with that law.
Yeah, me too. Hang on. That's what I think of that.
Okay.
That's like a zipper.
Are we going to get network notes for that?
We are.
From who? Okay. Okay, our friend Dean Obadalla with a great point, as he does. Mm-hmm. He said the fact that every conversation in media with legal experts about Trump antics begins with, if he were anyone else, he'd already be in jail, mm-hmm. tells you that Trump continues to receive special treatment. This is chipping away at people's trust in the system, which is what Trump wants.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the depressing thing. You know, and that's where, Jody, I get AG's point from Mueller. She wrote about, this is part of fascism, is that you don't trust anything. You know what I mean? That if everyone goes, oh, you know, there is no such thing as justice. Merrick Garland sucks. Everybody sucks. You know,
right.
That being said, Merrick Garland sucks. But anyway, my point, Chris, what I'm saying is it's the whole system. But
right.
Dean goes on to say Trump making a mockery of the entire justice system will have a long-term impact on diminishing people's trust in the system. It's also how fascist leaders like Trump make the case to their base that any judicial opinion they don't agree with should be ignored. That's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's bigger than just one man, whether it's Merrick Garland or Donald Trump or whatever. But, you know, I thought, oh, where's my little... I don't know. Am I Herbie the dentist? No, I'm Rudolph, maybe. There's Herbie and Yukon. I'm on the little, what do you call it?
Ice flow.
Yes, I'm drifting away from defending Merrick Garland. Mainland, and I'm off with Ellie Mistal and Dean Obadalla.
Are you sure it's not?
Hey, Lawrence Tribe. I took Lawrence Tribe with me. Ha ha. George Carlin's ghost. Said, on the day Garland took office, we already knew about the phone call to Georgia, about the fake electors, about the war room planning J6, about coordination with Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, about pressure from Trump on electors, and yet that wasn't enough to indict him immediately. I get it that we're not lawyers, and we're you know, I get they have to build a case, and he got, you know, blocked by Bill Barr and some holdovers, etc., but I just, when people like Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner are also saying... This, you know, are just impatient, saying this took way too long. Mm-hmm. I have to trust them because I don't know the ins and the outs of the laws like they do. But Ron Perlman, sexy liberal, star of stage screen in Sexy Liberal
That's
LA,
right.
He tweeted, "Dear A.G. Garland, what happens to someone who threatens the safety and well-being of a sitting president of the United States, asking for a friend?" He certainly is part of what the actual is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there no consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tristan Snell, who we just had on our legal ed, said how Trump should be handled when he threatens the court and prosecutors and witnesses. First violation, at least $100,000 fine. Second violation, jail for pretrial detention and trial. End of list. This is what Glenn Kirshner tells us every week.
Right.
It's just, you know, unfortunately, we're not having anyone with the courage in the justice system, I guess, to do it. This I mentioned to Bob. Trump, this is how he thinks he's so smart, like that he can, you know, because he gets away with everything, you can see why he thinks. So he posted a video of Fox host slamming Judge Mershon's daughter less than 24 hours after the judge issued the expanded gag rule. So, you know, he thinks, oh, well, it's not me. It is him.
Yep.
This is, so it was a clip from Fox and Friends where Kilmeade says there was some dispute whether she did have a picture up on a website with Donald Trump behind bars. No, she didn't.
She didn't.
That was a complete fake. But this is the Fox News, both sides do it, or some say, oh, did she? I don't know. There's some dispute. There is no dispute. It was fake.
Harris Faulkner did push back on Brian Kilmeade saying that, though. So I do have to give
He said that to me is something. If I'm Donald Trump, I'm concerned about that. The judge has a daughter who feels that way. Well, he's putting it out there again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and obviously the fact that Trump is, you know, he thinks, you know, like the picture of Biden in the pickup truck, he can go, oh, well, I was just tweeting a picture. I didn't do it. I didn't write
it. A retweet is an endorsement.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I agree with what's in this.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Unless you put some context around it and quote tweet something and say, I don't agree with this.
Right.
When, yeah.
Yes. Sometimes people do that.
Exactly.
And to push back on what's in the tweet.
Right.
He obviously always does it to endorse something
that
he's not allowed to say.
Right.
And frequently, it's a lie, like what Brian Kilmeade said. Oh, my God. Oh, here's, you know what? Speaking of us, the liberals being, we're just bigger people, bigger, better people. Kevin in Chicago, the hilarious gay. Oh, I just apology music, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Kevin in Chicago, having lived in Delafield, Wisconsin, in Waukesha County, Waukesha. As a child, I feel like I can accept Stephanie Miller's apology on behalf of my former neighbors and offer her a full, free, and absolute pardon.
Okay.
Now get your tickets to Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour in Madison on May 11th.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin. Waukesha. Waukesha. It's fun to say. I mean, not as fun as, you know, Sheboygan, but still. Sheboygan's fun, right?
Sheboygan is a lot more fun.
Sheboygan!
Waukesha.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anita in San Antonio is just fun, period.
Yeah, she is.
Hi, Anita. Hello, Anita.
Oh, no.
Anita.
Oh,
no. Hello.
Oh, no.
Anita.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Not our beloved Catherine in Baltimore. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Since you announced that you are single again, I put out an SOS at my LGBT meeting last night.
Oh.
And you are going to have 12 smoking hot lesbians at Philadelphia and Washington.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to have a meetup afterwards.
Thank
Stephanie.
You very much.
Yes.
I'm guessing the betting, whoever betted that I would end up single was right.
You
anyway,
did mention it
you.
Yesterday.
Well, the queers upstairs are rooting for you.
Oh,
and they will be there.
Thank
because
you.
We are helpers.
Oh, thank you, honey. That's very sweet and very sad. Okay.
Oh.
I did get love letters. Janice says, Steph, listening to your show delayed. I just heard you say you and your girlfriend broke up. Just wanted to send you some love and support. Oh, this is some love and support. Thank you. We all grow from our relationship. She sounds like a great person to have had one with. She was, and we hopefully will always be friends. Sometimes you're just not a fit romantically.
Right.
She is amazing. You are a wonderful person. Oh, that's debatable.
Well,
you'll find someone when the time is right. In the meantime, you have all your fans. Keep emptying your craw, because literally everything you say is exactly what I know and lots of other people are thinking. It's validating to hear it. I feel like what you're saying about where we are is spot on, because like too much, hopefully not all of our justice system is frozen when it comes to holding Trump accountable for any number of things. And that's one of the ways fascists come to power. We're living it. It's really scary. You're one of the few people shining a constant light. So thank you for that. Janice in Sacramento. Thank you, Janice. And thank you, lesbian alert system or whatever that was that she activated. Okay.
You're going to have some fans in Philly.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Where was I? Oh, Tristan Snell. Okay. Hang on. Oh, I already did that one. Pardon me.
Uh-oh.
Pardon me. I'm all discombobulated talking about my
did you not
personal
file
failings.
That one away?
pardon me. Yes, one more. Tom in New Orleans. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Hi. I have an idea. Instead of renaming Dulles International after Trump, someone should propose naming a sewage plant after him.
Yep.
And they can call it Trump's Dump.
I like it.
That's fun.
I like it. Yay. Yay.
I don't want to see any of Trump's dumps.
Yeah, I don't either.
I like it. Trump Dump. Okay. It's fun to say. Not like Bark Bark, but still.
Bark Bark is better.
Bark Bark.
I like it.
And what else?
Guy Lafleur! All right. Listen, I'm in grief. Give me a break. It's the only way to battle depression. Here we go! Yep. Trump dump. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour.
We're so weird.
Speak for
everybody,
yourselves.
And like everyone adds to the little weird show.
Yes.
Like that caller just added Trump Dump to our lexicon. And Bonnie and Clyde are doing, I don't know what the up there. Okay. 20 minutes. He's barking his reflection again.
He's chasing lint.
Sometimes lint is dangerous if you have allergies. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. That's what I went back upstairs for.
Oh.
Yes, because I got to have it. I got to have it. It's a good addiction, I'm telling you. Why would you drink just regular water? You can put a little fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor morning kick in there. What do you get, Chris? You get 10 supplements in one?
Yes.
What are you doing? You have like one supplement in your... What's wrong with you? 10 supplements. It's not your average drink. It helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clear. It has ashwagandha, probiotics, prebiotics, helps your digestion, shedding pounds, your muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements. It's like a magic good witch's brew. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go to Roundhouse.
Without the cauldron.
Right. Roundhouse, so you can make it in whatever you want. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off on a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, little babe, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and that gets around.
What? Riley says, just got my ticket for Minneapolis. So excited, Steph. I met you almost 20 years ago when I worked for AM 950. I've listened to you every day since. You and Chris are absolute gems. Don't ever stop. Riley, and we're going to see her. It's like in 10 days.
I April remember 3rd. When we went
yes.
there.
April. In fact, I think I remember Raleigh's name. We're like 13. What are we? 10 days away from the first
That's
Sexy
right.
Liberal show in Minneapolis. Very, very exciting. I know someone asked for Al Franken. We're trying, but I don't think he lives there anymore. But we're working on surprises for lots of things. Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter is going to join us. That's very exciting. And we're working on all sorts of surprises, aren't we?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Okay. Oh, speaking of which, let's see. Who's this? Brian. I sent this to you, Jody. I doing some research using an old LA Times newspaper, and this was right next to an article I used. I thought Jody would be interested. Carol Burnett named Marshal of the Rose Parade. And someone asked her, are you going to do that Tarzan yell? Someone called out. I don't know how well it'll come across. I shaved my chest this morning, Burnett said, without missing a beat.
That's funny.
She's funny. She's funny. And also, don't you add a lot to the show, aren't you smart?
I was at that game.
You said.
Yeah. I knew she was the Grand Marshal because that's how we got the tickets.
Yeah. She was nice to the bartender, so that's how she ended up
on
the field. She could have pinched Michigan's butts.
But,
yeah. But she was rooting for the other team.
Don't tell Barb McQuay. Don't tell Barb. I was rooting for Washington. They lost. Okay. Michigan won.
Okay.
It was the 98
Greens.
Okay. It was the 98 Rose Bowl.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
Oh,
I was hungover from
I don't
want to
do spoiler alert on Palm Royale, but... Oh, my God, the Tarzan yell.
Another one drops today.
Another Palm Royale drops today.
I think it was already out last night.
It depends. Midnight it probably
right.
dropped.
I
yeah.
think
For
it
you.
Was new. Yeah, okay, I haven't seen it yet. Right. Anyway, that's all I'll say, the Tarzan yell. That was brilliant. Whoever thought of that. It was fantastic. Okay. You have to watch it on Apple TV to see what I mean.
I haven't even started it yet. I know
it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. Andrea in Illinois. Hey, Andrea.
Hi. I know it's going to be a hard break. I just wanted to call when you mentioned Israel before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, I don't know if people are aware, but there's tens of thousands of Israelis that are demonstrating Israel against Netanyahu and his government.
Yep.
And I think that's so important because sometimes, you know, when horrible things happen like just did, you know, and, it, you know, and people say Israel, you know, did it.
Yeah.
That's like saying everything bad that happens in
broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a clear message. At least 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He predicted this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
I think it was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because when they most likely exceed that expectation, it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Governor Evers is keeping his promise to veto a bill to ban transgender athletes from women and girls' school sports in Wisconsin. Critics say it was a shot in the culture war that would have harmed LGBTQ plus youth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The people who run Madison's water utility are getting input from people about the way road salt is hurting their water quality. Levels of sodium and chloride in drinking wells have gone up over time. Utility officials say it's because of road salt. The Public Works Department says it's working to develop healthier and safer ways to clear snow and ice off Madison streets. Too much salt is also bad for pets, wildlife, and fish. Three winning candidates take their seat on the Monona City Council after yesterday's election. They are Patrick Tapula, Teresa Rademacher, and Brian Holmquist. A field of six ran for three at-large seats. In Sun Prairie, Santiago Rosas is the winner in the race for 2nd District Alder. Voters in Edgerton, Stoughton, and Wisconsin Heights school districts approved spending referendums, while ballot measures went down in McFarland and River Valley schools. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
It is going to be windy with scattered rain and snow today. We're talking another inch or two of accumulation, but the wind out of the north gusting to 35 will create some issues. 37 will be the high. Tonight, scattered rain and snow, 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow will end with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh.
He's never, ever held accountable. So he will keep dancing up to that line and crossing that line because no one holds him accountable. My God, we're 3.5 years removed from January 6th, and he still hasn't been put on trial. And he's the guy who incited January 6th. Jim, his goal here, besides delay, is violence. Everything he does is to incite violence. That image from a few days ago of the president of the United States, Joe Biden, being kidnapped, and he posts that, this is all part of the same game plan. He wants to incite violence.
Former Republican Representative Joe Walsh, who will join us on the show soon.
We hope.
He just said on Nicole Wallace yesterday, Chris, that he used to be a divisive hole.
Yeah.
A divisive MAGA hole. Something we can agree on to start our conversation. No, but he's one of the strongest voices against Trump.
And, we used to have choice words for him on our show.
And speaking of inciting violence, and someone that might know a little something about terrorism and inciting violence, what?
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance. Back in the man cave. Hello, and on camera.
Oh, hi. You caught me writing my latest Substack.
Malcolm Nance had Substack.
It's not like we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or write about.
Let's start, obviously a lot to talk about this morning, Malcolm, but let's start with that. Just, Joe Walsh talking about, this is a daily occurrence, Trump inciting violence. He appears to have violated the gag order, regarding Judge Merchan's daughter, attacking his daughter, with Biden hogtied and apparently dead in the back of a pickup truck. First of all, when people say stochastic terrorism, can you talk about what that means? Like, I don't know what kind of terrorist he is. I just know he is one.
Yeah. Stochastic terrorism is terrorism by word, which could incite violence. But I wrote an entire book, They Want to Kill Americans, about how many people see these, hear these words, and there is now an entire environment, certainly online, of people who think that, there's going to be violence and they need to be prepared for it. So Donald Trump making fun and retweeting that picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a vehicle, which, is a giant bumper sticker that you buy online, was his endorsement of that image. And that's where someone may decide that they are going to act on that. Mm-hmm. Look, Glenn Kirshner said this the other day on MSNBC. So did Harry Littman, some of the top lawyers in the United States. Donald Trump has a completely and separate legal system for him. He can threaten people's lives and get away with it. He can threaten judges publicly and have people that will act on it and get away with it. He threatens the daughter of a judge. We had a famous case a few years ago of a judge whose son was murdered at the front door because someone was disgruntled with her and came in to kill him, the husband, and didn't manage to kill the judge, only by the grace of God.
Yeah.
This is going to go to violence, and Donald Trump needs to be held to account. And I mean account, like put him in jail if he violates this again, just like any other defendant.
Malcolm, it's Judge Esther Salas. We're trying to get her on. She was just on Nicole. She was just on Nicole Wallace, and it is heartbreaking. And, it's like Nicole says all the time, I think we all know some bad is about to happen. His just daily incitement of violence has already led to violence. Judge Luttig said, we just seem frozen as a country, institutions. It's not just one person or one, because every day we ask, where's the Secret Service? Where's the FBI? Why aren't judges putting him in prison? What is your take on that, Malcolm? I said on Monday, it's starting to feel Hitler-y. Like, you realize how, and someone's like, they had the power to deport Hitler, but they were scared. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he ran away to get
Where
something.
Where did he go? There he is.
Okay.
The answer to your question. The title of the book is They Want to Kill Americans.
Yeah.
And that's what people are afraid of. They are afraid of Donald Trump's minions his insurgents, his insurrectionists, physically harming them and their families. That started with Republican Party officials until they realized that they actually agreed with everything Trump did. They are afraid of the base harming them. And this is not a joke, okay? It's going to happen. You know, granted, my problem is that I'm always 2 or 3 years ahead of time. They tried to overthrow the government. And there are a lot of people out there who are talking about arming themselves, creating armed bands. We found a clandestine militia network recently that was all plotting for, you know, the essentially the next big thing that's going to come, the shoe that's going to fall if Trump loses. I mean, this is just not funny.
Yeah.
So the courts are worried about the safety of their staff. And eventually some judge has got to be the break wall for this.
Yeah.
The one who says, that's it. You are not special. If I have to do this for a drug addict or a mafia guy or, you know, a meth head, then I'm going to do it to you. Violate those rules and I'll put you in jail.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Israeli elephant in the room. You know, we just had a Jewish caller who talked about all the Jews that are protesting Netanyahu this morning. And, you know, Malcolm, I mean, I don't know what to say. Again, I'm not a military expert. Don't know what happened with the World Kitchen, the aid workers. But, you know, I think even Israel would admit this is a full-on PR disaster at this point. And I don't know what happened, but they were clearly marked. They were in coordination with the IDF. I guess the IDF is saying they thought there was a Hamas person, you know, in the convoy.
Let me clarify
what the
this
F?
For you.
Huh?
All right. Because first off, let's first talk about the protests against Netanyahu. When I was in Israel last month, they were full on protesting Netanyahu. That anti-Netanyahu movement that we saw last year, the pro-democracy, anti-fascism movement, that's not going away. And they're consolidating around the parents of the hostages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Netanyahu has treated them rather shabbily.
Yeah.
You know, I said this yesterday, I've said this 100 times since 10/7. Netanyahu should have resigned.
Yeah.
He failed at the single fundamental job he had, which was to keep Israeli citizens safe. A man of honor would have jumped out of that, said, let me give this to a coalition government, not this guy.
Can I just say quickly, because you know it's all connected. Anyone does, you do. He's the same to me as Putin and Trump. Putin, despite us warning him, completely ignored the warnings and that the tragedy at the theater happened. And you're right. Netanyahu totally missed 10/7. You know, was too busy doing God knows what with the settlers somewhere else or whatever. You know, you're absolutely right. And, here we are. He's turning the entire world against Israel. I mean, this is,
He's closer to Trump, and let me tell you, because he's been trying to keep himself out of prison.
Yeah.
He had multiple lawsuits. He tried to re-engineer the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something about Israel before anybody gets out there. If you have a problem with Israel or you don't know anything about it, spend the $895 on a round-trip ticket from JFK to Tel Aviv, and you're going to find an awesome, awesome country of very nice people who don't particularly like Netanyahu. Yeah. However, he controls the ultra-right wing of the government, and that coalition that they have in power keeps him there. There is presently a coalition government where the military commanders are part of the opposition. But no prime minister in Israel wouldn't have responded to 10/7 the way that Netanyahu did. They would have done it exactly the same. It's just Netanyahu is such a disingenuous, dirty criminal.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm sure some.
And his reaction to this.
Ask me for that.
His reaction to this, just going, oh, well, you know, that's war. When it, you know, obviously, you know, they're trying to deliver food. Jose Andres, everybody in the world is speaking out about this.
Well,
and, you know,
let me
go ahead.
Let me clarify what happened with World Central Kitchen. They had taken on the mission of bringing food in from Cyprus into the North Gaza jetty, the North Gaza port, which is a little fishing port, and had coordinated with the Israelis to carry out food distribution and food cooking. Hey, Jose Andres is a saint.
Yes.
I saw them in Ukraine. You could get food anytime you wanted anywhere in Ukraine from World Central Kitchen. I would always you know, say hello to those guys and wave at those guys. I'm writing, I'm already at 1,500 words on my Substack about this.
Yeah.
But I also was director of security of an NGO in Iraq, where it was 500 times more dangerous. The U.S. Army, the Saddam Fedayeen, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, everyone was attacking NGOs. So WCK wasn't, you know, there pie in the sky not knowing things could happen, but there was a disconnect between the guy on the drone who's in central Israel and the people that cut the liaison with them, the military commanders on the ground in Gaza. These people, those drone operators, their commanders need to be brought in, taken into military justice, and held to account because they clearly violated their own rules of engagement. It doesn't matter if there's one man in there, if it's civilians and there's a go, no-go order. If it's civilians, it's no-go.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, if it doesn't have WCK and giant stickers on the roof, no-go. So that person, that whole drone team needs to be hauled in and held to account.
Yes.
Amen. So, yeah, amen. And, you know, we were saying, Malcolm, that on the other side, this Alyssa Farah Griffin was, you know, White House Communications Director for Trump. So take a listen to this real quick.
Let me issue a warning to the Arab American community as an Arab American. They're playing with fire. I understand that hearts are breaking over what's happening in Palestine. That is reasonable. They should speak up. They should use their voices. They should encourage better policies. But this is very quickly becoming a binary choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump would not rule out leveling Gaza if he thought that that was the politically savvy thing to do that his supporters wanted to do. He cut aid to the Palestinian Authority when he was the president. So this notion that you would gamble at such a critical time, I think, is incredibly risky.
That's my, you know, my point is Netanyahu's doing everything he can to defy and undermine Biden to get Trump reelected. I mean, that's
right.
And so, you know, at this point, I feel like and we played a Republican congressman. Have you heard about that? That got caught on tape saying, oh, they should just Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Gaza, Israel. Drop nukes. I mean, so this is what you've got on the other side, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, I said this in the first days of this crisis. Donald Trump would have encouraged Netanyahu to ethnically cleanse the entire Gaza Strip for redevelopment. He would have forced marched them to the West Bank, or he would have pushed them across the Egyptian border. This is not a joke. But you know what? Look, I worked in the Muslim world for almost 4 decades. I've fired the machine gun at many a wedding. You know, I mean, I speak Arabic. I've lived in that area. I've worked in that area. Before I came back a few years ago, I was in Abu Dhabi for 10 years. They're very excitable and very emotional voters. But if they're going to be single-issue voters on this, they are looking at their own community's destruction. Donald Trump has said clearly he will remove the residency visas of anyone that supports the Palestinian cause and will deport them.
Yeah.
These guys promised deportation camps on day one.
Trump just said he was going to empty our prisons and mental institutions into other countries on day one. So if you have not had enough of his lunacy, I don't know what to say. Malcolm,
Vote for it.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Malcolm, great stuff. We linked to your Substack, and we will stay safe in your man cave.
One today.
I can't wait to read it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Love you, Malcolm.
That's awesome. Bye-bye.
48 minutes after the hour. Oh, did I mention, by the way, Hamas needs to go and Netanyahu needs to go? Wanted to put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Just they all both need to go. Mm-hmm. All.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just okay. Tie that up in a bow.
That's how we get peace. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour. Now this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile because things are, you know, there's a lot of awful, right?
Yeah.
You feel overwhelmed, like you can't make a difference. You can. Join Credo Mobile, America's the only progressive phone company.
Mm-hmm.
They support your values, support the causes you do. They've given over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile, and you will make a difference just by sending that poop emoji.
Or that sext.
Right. Mm. Saucy. You'll also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com, type in the code Steph. Bam! $250 off any smartphone. That's CredoMobile.com, $250 off by using the code Steph.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash 4 slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
If you don't want to party, then you should go home.
Stephanie Miller.
You got it going on. Going to the party, going to the party.
Stephanie Miller.
Who's going to the party? Who's going to the sexy little party, everybody?
She can't. Stop doing that. Please stop doing that.
Okay. Oh, you know this guy, Michael.
Michael Isaacs.
Yes. He said, I already have my tickets for Sexy Liberal 2 in New York City.
Oh, wow.
When is that?
Oh, August 3rd, New York City, Town Hall. We've never played Town Hall before. That's fantastic theater, I'm told. Hold, please. Sexy Liberal Party. Hold. DJ Overnight says, I predict Sexy Liberal Tour, Save the World Tour, will deliver 100% of the Grope boat this year. Speaking of Grope, the Beth and I can't wait to kick off our Grateful Stephead Tour in Minneapolis with Meet and Grope tickets. See you there. Yeah, they have tickets for like five shows. I mean,
they're serious Stephheads.
I, too, was a DJ Overnight.
Early
in my
career. Me too. Okay. Grammar Diva says, bring the Sexy Liberal show to Florida with guest David Jolly and Fernando Mondi. Oh, Miami Sexy Liberal, we had Val Demings, Randy Rhodes, and Fernando Mondi booked already. Got canceled for COVID. We would love to come back to Miami. You know what you can do? Go to Sexy Liberal. When all our shows sell out, they may let us add shows. Yep. That's on our wish list, right? Got a bunch of wish lists. Yeah. This one, let's see. Leland, Save the World Madison, dear Steph, Mook, and Jody. First of all, do I address Chris as a Mook or Chris? It's easier when you had Mooks, plural. I still have Mooks. They're of any gender. Mookage, right. Mookage is universal. They're all Mooks. May I be the official Onita Carpenter turned engineer?
Yes.
Yes. We have second row seats at the Barrymore where drinks are served early in the morning. Yes, I remember that. We also have meet and grope tickets. Thanks, Mook or Chris, for getting the sequential ticket ordering process explained. Yes, the VIP is a separate ticket this time.
Right.
And if you should happen to attempt to buy a VIP ticket first, you will have to check a box saying, I have purchased the general admission ticket.
Yeah.
So you can't go any further unless you've acknowledged
it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, they've made a kind of idiot-proof.
If Chris is coming to Madison, can we throw fried cheese curds at him or to him? If not, can we throw them at or to you? Don't know if Chris is going to Madison, but yes, the answer is yes.
I
am all pro cheese curd.
Alas, I am not going to Madison.
Oh, that's the guy that owns the show who's going to go to Madison.
Yeah, we're splitting up the duties.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I had meet and grope tickets when COVID stopped everything. I wanted to pick up the Chinese lady. Now I have meet and grope tickets, and my back won't allow me to pick her up. Okay, good. Don't pick up Francis. Let's
not
save America. We are fight off and ready to go. Lee in Madison got his tickets for May.
Yeah.
In Madison, very, very exciting. All right. Just a love tweet to me from Artie. Steph, I will always love you for dressing up as Xena to interview Lucy Lawless. You need to get her on the radio show.
Oh,
it would be
Lord.
Amazing. Oh, and they did the clip of me on Oxygen interviewing Lucy Lawless.
Did she appreciate it?
I don't really think so.
Wrinkle her nose.
No, I think she looked at me with very much the same expression that Pat Benatar did when she watched me sing I Need a Lover with my radio station band. Just kind of shock, horror, pity. You know, it's hard to, I always feel like pity is part of the emotion when people look at me. But it's hard to, sometimes it's mixed with shock and bewilderment.
Right.
Disdain.
Thank you, Jody. Yes.
For a while, it appeared that Lucy Lawless was trying to get away from being typecast as Xena. And so
she probably didn't appreciate
that.
Oh, much like the note I got. Sometimes I used to get network notes before the interview, before I had a chance to actually even anything up.
Is this when you brought up Bogey?
Oh, well, that. Don't bring up Bogey with Lauren McCall.
Right.
Which I did.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah. Because my executive producer made me in my ear.
Uh-huh.
You can ignore them.
Why?
You are allowed to ignore
you. Oh, but the other note was, do not bring up Flashdance with Jennifer Beals.
Oh. Because she didn't want to be typecast.
How do you not bring up Flashdance? So I was like, I quickly had to, put the bucket of water away and the ripped sweatshirt. I had ready to go for the interview.
You kept your bra on?
Yeah. Hi. Oh, sorry. No flesh dance reference? Fine.
You didn't pull your bra out through your sleeves?
Yeah. I just went on a manhunt instead. That's me doing my manhunt.
Oh, God.
Okay, Coffee with Carlos next. Disdain. That's disdain.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.